You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Lions minus one against the Jags. Are we ready to bet the Lions as a favorite?
No. I'm sorry to do it to you. I can't.
I'm not mad at you.
Like, take the lead.
If it wasn't for Trevor Lawrence in that last drive against Baltimore, I think I'm confidently playing the Lions. But Lawrence is having a little bit of a moment. And this is one of those things that we thought could happen in year two with Doug Peterson. Off a bye, he goes three touchdowns, leads the game-winning drive, two-point conversion, the maturation. That's the only reason I pause. It's nothing against the Lions, who've been playing better football.
Sure.
But can I confidently play them as a favorite? No, I don't think so.
No, and for me, I think Trevor Lawrence grew up. I think they've got a real connectivity with Doug Peterson. And look, the Jags have been in every game. And
one of the better point differentials in the whole league.
Yeah, and the storyline was, hey, they don't know how to close. Well, they did it last week against a Baltimore team that could be the one seed in the AFC. The Lions, to me, still find ways to lose games. And the Dan Campbell thing can't be overlooked. Look, I did this in the afternoon show, and I don't want to re-adjudicate it, but he blew it at the end of the first half because he didn't know the rules.
The gaffe at the end of the half.
And he blew it at the end of the game.
Yep.
And I actually like the Jags here, and I'm actually going to play the Jags here.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to play the Jags. Look, the Lions are somewhere between not ass and not good, which leaves you wholly mediocre, and it leaves you as a team that I'm never going to bet as a favorite because I don't think the Jags are terrible. I don't think the Jags are irreparably damaged. I think they're a young team that's trying to figure it out.
These two teams are in a similar spot. Like it
they
is,
are.
It, who's figuring it out more? And the answer might be that you think they're on the same level, so just take the point.
That's
kind of where I'm at because I don't want this to come across as like I'm at all souring on the Lions. They're 3-1 in the last four games. Their only losses to the Bills. Aiden Hutchinson is NFC defensive. Is it NFC defensive rookie of the week? Whatever it is. No, it's the month. Yeah, he was the rookie of the month in the NFL. So you've got some dudes to build around in Detroit.
And
they're
look,
playing better on defense. I won't be at all shocked if they win this game at home.
Jaguars only have one game where you go, what? And it was a game against Houston like, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The loss to the Commanders. They had it. Didn't close it. They shut out the Colts. They bombed the Chargers on the road. Went to Philly, acquitted themselves nicely. It was a rainstorm. It's pretty clear Trevor Lawrence cannot play in elements. You can look.
Mm-hmm.
This game's indoors.
Yep.
Texans game, you draw a line through it. Colts by 7, Giants by 6, Broncos by 4, beat the Raiders, Chiefs by 10, no shame, beat the Ravens. I just feel like when you look at it, they play in the tougher conference, they've played a tougher schedule, they measure up. Mm-hmm. There's no great disparity home and road. And I feel like I get an advantage at coach and I get an advantage at quarterback. That's no shot on Dan Campbell. Doug Peterson's won a Super Bowl. You've never won Bupkis. And I'm not shitting all over Jared Goff, but I'll take Trevor Lawrence any day of the week.
Goff's been, and I looked this up, actually pretty decent at home. Decent at home this season where you're not playing in the elements, where you've got your offensive line. I'd still rather have T-Law.
I'm taking
So I get what you're doing.
I'm taking the Jets.
All right, this